B'shem Kol Yisrael, we're learning the beautiful teachings of the Sfas, Emes, and Tefillah. Today we're taking up Birchot HaShachar. So we'll start with the bracha, Brochat HaShem, Noten LaSechavi V'na Lavchin Ben Yom Uven Laila. It literally means we're thanking God, who gives wisdom to separate between darkness and light. He gives wisdom to the rooster is one interpretation of Sechvi. The other interpretation is he gives wisdom to our brain to know the difference between darkness and light. Again, you're waking up early in the morning and you can see, wow, it's dark, it's night, it's light. And that's a simple interpretation. But the Sfas Emes is going to take this one step deeper. K'tiv, Re'eh Anochi Noten Hayom. The Pasuk in Devarim Yud Aleph, Chaf Vav, says, today, see, I give you a choice. The Torah tells us every day we have a choice. Perish Shebchira B'yad Adam, Livchor Tov Ora. A person has a choice, will I choose good or evil? Amar Harim, and the Sfas Emes Rebbe, teaches, Shalzem Evarchim and Otena Sechmi Vina. That is the meaning, the deeper meaning, every morning when we're thanking God for giving us the wisdom to distinguish between the dark and the light. It's really, we're thanking God for the wisdom to distinguish between good and evil. There's a mashal. V'neira, perish hayom, sheyesh b'chol yom b'chira chadasha. Now, why does it say Yom Uvein Laila, that every day we have a new choice? Ki asher shechote adam mistahelech et abriyah. When a person sins, he loses to a certain extent his choice. It's like, imagine, you know, you just gave in to your taivas and you decided to binge on some ice cream. Almost feels like by the third bite that you don't have any choice. You're just going to have to finish it. So similarly, when a person chooses sin, it's almost like he doesn't feel like he can overcome his yetzer hara anymore. Kaviyachol. As it's written, Bereishis Rabbah, Harasha'im birshut libam. The wicked people are in the domain of their heart. They're ruled by their heart. Mikol makom. Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh b'chol yom. Nonetheless, God creates every day, Maaseh Bereishis, the world again. And He gives a person a new choice. Every day I can choose to be good again. Kamosha Katuv is Pasuk in Yecheskel, Lamed Gimel Yod Bet writes, Lo yichashel ba b'yom shuvu. You will not fall on the day that you decide to return. It's a Sfas Emes and Parshat Re'eh, Shnat Taf Reish Lamed Gimel. So, again, even though it seemed like I gave into my Yetzer Hara perhaps yesterday, every day Hashem creates a new spiritual reality, and I can get up again and choose to do the right thing, choose to know good. And I do know the difference between darkness and light, between right and wrong, if I look deep inside my heart. Before I get entangled in all the confusions of the physical world, deep inside I know. And of course, as we praise God for this ability, there's also an implied tefillah. Please Hashem, help me make the right decisions and stay with that wisdom and choose the path of serenity, the path of our soul, not the path of sin, not the path of taiva and desire. Be'ezrat Hashem. A beautiful, beautiful symbolic teaching of what the bracha of Asher Anoten Sechvi Vina means. Hope you have a gorgeous day. I can't wait to keep sharing the beautiful insights of the Sfas Emes.